This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Well, good morning, Philadelphia, and all around the country this morning as we wake up to another day of the absolute chaos of Bill de Blasio's running for president, because nowhere are people talking about Bill de Blasio, which makes him the least likely person to become president, who consumed more oxygen in one day yesterday than most Americans after a wildfire. Welcome to the show. Good morning. It's 5:33 on a beautiful Philadelphia morning. It's going to be a great day today. De Blasio makes me laugh because this guy with his gigantic ego and his SUV posse went down to Good Morning America yesterday, got booed in his own city. I love that. And then he returns in his SUVs after lecturing about climate change and goes 11 miles to the YMCA gym in Brooklyn where he works out. And everybody recognizes that Bill de Blasio has no friends. There's nobody who likes the guy. Yet the amount of oxygen this guy sucked up as mayor of New York on a national show announcing he's running for president, and then it fell flat, just completely flat, like somebody jumping off the Chrysler building. It was so bad, so bad. And I sat back there going, guy's the mayor of the biggest city in America, and this is what he's got? This is the best he's got? And then I realized something, too, as I was reviewing the Bill de Blasio show on Good Morning America yesterday. You know, for Bill de Blasio to go on with George Stephanopoulos, probably the single... I joke and call Stephanopoulos the unbiased journalist. It's a long joke I've had. Because Stephanopoulos is anything but an unbiased journalist. There's a great documentary, if you ever get a chance to watch it, it's called The War Room. It's George Stephanopoulos and James Carville, and they're talking about the Clinton campaign. It's 1992. They're running the Clinton campaign. Bill Clinton is the governor of Arkansas. He has all of these women coming forward to accuse him of various sorts of tawdry behavior, from sexual assault to rape to harassment, all over the place. And George Stephanopoulos is in the war room, and he's threatening reporters not to run with the story, and he's threatening people and saying, I'll ruin your career, you'll never work again. Now he's the chief political correspondent for ABC News. It's amazing to me, this transition this man's made. But even yesterday, Stephanopoulos is talking to de Blasio, and he's bringing up the fact that everybody hates the guy. It's de Blasio's inaugural interview here as he decides now he's running for president of the United States in New York City, at Good Morning America, where they tape, with one of the probably the most sympathetic people in journalism for Democrats, because he was literally a Democrat operative. Because George Stephanopoulos is the least unbiased journalist in the world, in the history of journalism, because he's not a journalist. He's always going to be a Democrat operative in his heart. It's something only Democrats could pull off, by the way. There's no way I could ever become the chief political correspondent of NBC News. There's just no way. But they can do that. That's an amazing transition they're allowed to make. I've just never understood that. I'd love to understand it, because there's good money in television, but I can't figure out how they pull this off. But here's Stephanopoulos bringing it up just right there in front of de Blasio about, hey, but everybody hates you.
These are things that change working people's lives for the better. All Americans deserve that kind of opportunity to live a better life.
You say it's a tough city. We're hearing it outside. Some protesters came.
A little serenade, George. A little serenade.
But it's not only that. There's a poll about a month ago, Quinnipiac poll, that showed 76% of New York voters, 73% of New York Democrats say you shouldn't run. So what should the rest of the country think when so many of your fellow New Yorkers are saying don't run?
You know, I got elected mayor, but 73% of the vote originally, reelected with 67% of the vote. I think you'd agree that the poll would actually matter.
Let's stop there for a second. New York City, much like Philadelphia, if you win the nomination as the Democrat, you become the mayor. Like, it's just not, let's not pretend like it's some big feat. You know, if you get the nomination, you're going to win. Unfortunately, that's just the way it goes. I'd love to tell you that the Republican in New York City can win again, a la Giuliani, but you'd have to be... Times have just changed. I don't know if it's possible again, much like with Philadelphia. I want to say it's possible, but I'm a little bit pessimistic on that front. Just demographics have changed. Voting practices have changed. By that, I mean cheating. And so the fact that de Blasio won with 73% of the vote is not all that impressive when you think about it. When it's New York City, he should have won with 90% of the vote. I mean, honestly, only in places like Iraq or Iran do people win with higher margins than the way Democrats win in places like New York and Philadelphia and San Francisco and Chicago. And bragging about that is not exactly a big deal. No one even knows who ran against de Blasio. But nevertheless, he's going to make the case now that he, as the mayor of the biggest city in America, should become the president. Stephanopoulos calls him out on this, and go ahead.
I think you'd agree that the poll that actually matters is the election. So New Yorkers have twice said that they want me to lead them. And I think about polling in general, it's not where you start, it's where you end. So in the course of this campaign, we're going to talk about what working people need and how their government should be on their side. Right now, the federal government is not on the side of working people. And that's because Donald Trump is playing a big con on America. I call him Con Don. Every New Yorker knows he's a
very,
con artist.
Very, very engaging and unique nickname, Con Don. I'll tell you what, that is witty, sir. You are. If this whole presidenting thing doesn't work out for you, I'm thinking comedy writer. Con Don. How about Don the Con?
No.
So then de Blasio gets in his SUVs and he goes 11 miles to Brooklyn after he lectures on climate change and talks about making buildings illegal. Joe Biden's coming to Philadelphia today. He's doing a big thing this weekend. He's got his campaign office opening up. So he's doing this whole big hoopla. And Joe Biden, of course, will make Philadelphia his home city, which makes sense, because if you're going to become president, you're not going to go through New York. You're going to go through Pennsylvania. New York is going to be irrelevant. It's going to vote for the Democrat, whoever that Democrat is. Bill de Blasio brings nothing to the table in that regard. But Joe Biden's smart enough to know that if he's got a chance of winning, he's got to win Pennsylvania. So he knows that, which is why he's making Philadelphia his headquarters. But I love yesterday the president took a shot at de Blasio because, look, Trump's a New Yorker. And he's had a deal with this guy. Before de Blasio became mayor, he was a councilman, and he's a pain in the neck. And this is what Trump said.
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that. I would be very surprised to see him in there for a long period, but it's just not going to happen. If you like high taxes and if you like crime, you can vote for him. But most people aren't into that. So I wish him luck. But really, it'd be better off if you got back to New York City and did your job for the little time you have left. Good luck. Do well.
I take issue with the fact that he's the worst mayor in the country. I think our mayor in Philadelphia really comes very close, if not takes the cake on that point, Mr. President. I have to say, with all due respect, sir, I think you might be a little bit, just stay in your lane, all right? All right, you just stay in your lane and you worry about your presidenting, and I'll criticize the mayors, okay? Because this mayor of Philadelphia, I'm sorry, but he takes the cake. He really does, because of his dancing. We posted yesterday on Facebook, facebook.com/Zeoli Show, the mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kenney, doing his little "We Are a Sanctuary City" dance outside of his office when Philadelphia became a sanctuary city. So he's dancing. "We are a sanctuary city." And it's bad. It's as bad as you think it is. It's worse, actually, than you think it is. There should be a warning label. I would never let my son watch it, for example, because then he might think that some monster's coming to get him, like in Monsters, Inc. or something. That's what he reminds me of. Just a giant creature in the hallway. "We are a sanctuary city." It's our mayor. And the mayor of Philadelphia, because it is a sanctuary city now, is also going to be talked about a lot in the 2020 election, because we are a sanctuary city, as you heard from his dancing. And the president would like to change that. Where does Joe Biden go on this, I wonder? Where does Joe Biden go on the whole sanctuary city thing? Where does Joe Biden go on the climate and the environment? Where does Joe Biden go on any of these issues as the party forces the Democrats further and further to the left? Yeah. It's what I like at the end is the yeah.
Sanctuary city.
Yeah. We are a sanctuary city. Yeah. You know, if I did that at 3 a.m. at a bar, I would ask for people to take me out back and make sure I don't drive home. That guy went to be mayor for the rest of the day. He went and did mayor things all day. He did mayoral things after that. So the question becomes, as these guys get in the race and they drag the Democrat Party further left, how does a guy like Joe Biden respond? And the president's playing it pretty cool because he announced an immigration policy yesterday that made Ann Coulter's hair go on fire, but really sounded incredibly reasonable to people who aren't immigration hardliners. And I believe that immigration hardliners will vote for the president again in 2020, because where else are they going to go? They going to go with the Sanctuary City crowd, or are they going to sit home? I don't think so. What do we got today? We got a lot to get to. We already have calls. Wow, it's early, and yet, let's see, Neil is in East Hampton. Neil, good morning.
Good morning. I'm really happy that you're here on in the morning, because I drive at work in the morning. I get to hear you, so I'm one of the four that you said that is listening to
nice.
You on Monday.
Beautiful. Love to hear you,
Neil.
Thank you.
Thank you. But what I'm calling for is, I want your opinion. Do you think Kenny, your mayor, might be the fourth BG? If you listen to the end of his, he looks like he's hitting that falsetta.
I think you're onto something here. What, we might have to do a little audio sampling to see. I think you're onto something, Neil.
So, hey, keep doing a great job. I love your show.
Thank you, buddy. Drive safe. Enjoy your weekend, all right, Neil? Love it. Checking in.
Sanctuary City, yeah.
So I guess we got to contrast that with a little Andy Gibb.
Yeah.
A little
yes.
Andy Gibb.
Staying alive. Staying
yeah, I'm
alive.
Thinking more of the...
Like, what are you thinking?
How do you heal a broken heart?
Okay. I can do that.
It might be a little bit... I'm trying to think of some of their higher notes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, they did all the Grease stuff, right? They sang the soundtrack to Grease. Is that right?
The Bee Gees?
The Bee Gees? Yeah, they did.
I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, they did Staying Alive.
Well, we'll do some research. Yeah. This is boring to anyone who doesn't care about the Bee Gees. Steve is in North Carolina. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Nice show. I'm glad I found you. I travel a lot, as you can see, and I was told to be quick, so I'll be really quick. Traveled through New York City in the 90s, 2000s, and recently. Anybody that could vote for de Blasio and not see that their city is crumbling back into where it was in the 90s is clearly clueless. My brother's a liberal. I'm a Republican, okay? And we always get into debates and arguments. He thinks Republicans are stupid, ignorant rednecks. I think liberals are la-la, loopy hippies, okay? But we both came to agreement that we think that people should have to take basic civics tests in order to vote. And I guarantee that those people that voted for de Blasio in New York City, if you asked them simple civics questions like who's the president, who's the vice president, I would bet 50% of them couldn't even tell you. So I think that our republic really needs to get back to not like the Jim Crow era, but I think that we could, you know, ask three basic questions, publish them in a paper, give everybody the answers, and if they can't pass it, I don't think they should be able to vote, because people are voting against our own best interests as a republic, and it's starting to destroy cities and states as a whole. And then they're leaving those cities and states and then ruining other states like North Carolina, Virginia, Florida, and they're spreading. What do you think about that?
I think your call is a little bit of a downer on a Friday morning. It's a little bit, you know, it's 5:53, and it's a little bit of a downer, but it's okay.
You're
I get
talking
it.
About de Blasio. How much more of a downer can you get?
That's true. You're right. I started this. It's my fault. It's not your fault. It's my fault. The bar on in terms of who should be able to vote and not vote is one of those questions that's... you know, it's complicated because obviously the party in charge can change the rules whenever they want, and that's the problem. The bigger question, I think, is what do we do with, for example, say, when these guys get there, how long do we let them last? You know, I mean, for me, term limits and questions like that, I think, are better questions than even just who gets to vote, because... you know, we know that people are going to, like, if it's not de Blasio, it's going to be another Democrat. You know what I mean? If it's not him, it's going to be somebody else. But why do we let these people stay there forever, I guess, is my question. The guys, you know what I mean? Like, some of these people that go to Congress or the Senate, and they stay there, they make a career out of it. They never leave. They don't do anything with their lives, you know? To me, that's probably one of the biggest problems we need to address. I mean, you got to address it soon, you know.
But that'll never get addressed because they got to vote against their own interests.
Well,
it
could be addressed with a convention of states, but something I've talked about before. But listen, I'm thrilled you found the show, Steve. It sounds like you and your brother get along well. I mean, you guys probably, you know, bust each other's chops, but it sounds like you got a good thing going.
That's how it should be. Everybody needs to keep civil. Just keep that in everybody's mind. Have a good day, everybody.
You too, brother. Thank you. 855-839-1210. Absolutely. I mean, you know, you can joke around about this stuff.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.